Now it's a pleasure to welcome Jody Lincoln to the airwaves. Hello, Jody. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You are involved with a program called the Pittsburgh Prison Book Project, and I'd love to learn more about it and how some of our other listeners might be able to support your efforts.
Yeah, definitely. So Pittsburgh Prison Book Project it has been around since 2000. We're a project of the Thomas Merton Center, which was based in Garfield and recently just moved over to Wilkinsburg. We're actually located now over in Hazelwood at the Spartan Center. And what we do is we're one of a lot of prison book programs around the country that send books, educational resources, and materials to people who are incarcerated. Our project specifically focuses on people in Pennsylvania. So we serve all of the State Department of Correctional Institutions across the state, as well as the federal prisons in Pennsylvania, and some of the local county jails that allow us to send in books.
I would imagine that the libraries available to people who are incarcerated are really important and vital as a means of helping to learn and concentrate, also to pass time. And one of the things I like about your program is you certainly are looking to recycle books, but also folks can participate simply by helping to fulfill needs based on wish lists for new books too, right?
Yeah, definitely. So the best ways that people can get involved to support us, one, we have, you know, in-person volunteer sessions where people actually read the letters that are written to us, you know, asking for books, and then go through our library and pick out the books and pack them up. So there's a hands-on. We have about 6 to 8 a month. They're 2 hours. Really wonderful volunteer opportunity. And then obviously book donations, either people, you know, donating from their own collections that they are getting rid of, or we do have our wish list, like you mentioned. So we, although we get a ton of wonderful donations and community support, a lot of times the books that are donated aren't filling some of the genres that are most heavily requested. Right, we get a lot of requests for law dictionaries or specific business or trade books. And so we, you know, have bookshop.org and an Amazon wish list that have specific titles that are books that we always need. You know, literally someone will get us, you know, we'll get a D&D book that someone bought us from our wish list. I'll put it on the shelf, and 2 seconds later, someone has a request for it, and it's gone. So those are high-in-demand books that we always need and can also help people target what, you know, books they're collecting from their own collection anyways. Also, obviously, financial contributions are always important. We, you know, ship all these books. Postage is our big cost.
So. I was wondering, so the books are packed up and probably mailed to prisons? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So any book that we're sending to the state prisons, which is the majority of the people we serve are in state correctional institutions, actually go to a kind of, they call it a security processing center. It's a central warehousing building in central Pennsylvania where they actually, like, screen all the books for contraband. That's a kind of new process that they implemented in 2019 after they tried to ban all books from being sent in to prisons because of concerns over contraband. And so this is the compromise we were able to negotiate with them to allow books to be sent in.
Well, you're doing really important work, and PGH Prison Book Project .org is how folks can get additional details. Is there anything else you would like to mention? Again, I think that's the best place to go. With the pandemic, I'm sure your volunteer sessions are a little limited now in terms of the number of people you're able to have, but hopefully those will grow. And you've come up with quite a worthy program to help folks that there's a to think that prison libraries don't have the books they need, I think is a horrible thing, and I'm glad you're trying to help make that possible for them to have more books. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I have, you know, through our website or reaching out to us, we do our volunteer sign-ups through signup.org in, you know, order to control the number of people that are in the space. So you can sign up ahead of time for that. And then the last thing I love to mention, too, about our project that, you know, I think people obviously understand the importance of having access to books, right, both in terms of education and leisure time for people who are incarcerated. But something that I think our project achieves, too, is creating connections for people on the outside. Prisons are extremely, you know, limiting places where you're isolated from the outside world. And by, you know, being able to reach out to an organization that will then send you books and knowing that people, you know, on the outside care about you and see you and are responding to your needs fills an extremely important need as well. And I think that is at the core mission of, like, why we send books to people directly and answer their requests, you know, individually versus just supplying jail libraries with books that they might not have, is that important connection to, you know, folks from the inside and the outside that our program helps create too.
Jody, I'm so glad, excuse me, that you mentioned that last point. And thanks out to the Thomas Merton Center for all of the good work done there. And to you and the Pittsburgh Prison Book Project, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Eular. You have a wonderful rest of your morning.
You too. Thanks.